Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Well, we music starts right about now. We're going to open up the lines in just a little bit. Give me a little bit of FaceTime. Share the links on all social media.
Jamming and Joe to see feeling good. All on the end of the scene. Oh, yeah. Compound, I pull out of you texting. Oh, yeah. Look, I've been waiting all night to see your body. Wanna see what Vicky secrets you gon' wear? Ooh, ooh, baby, girl, look at Wade. Ooh, girl, look at Wade. No, I wanna see you right now. So gonna give me a taste of what I'm gonna get when I get home. So baby, let's FaceTime. Gonna show me what you gon' do to me. Dirty smile, I wanna whip it, whip it. Blowing out smoke in a draw while you point your toes. Damn it, my phone is tripping, freezing and glitching. Girl, look at Wade. Oh, girl, look at Wade. No, I wanna see you right now. So gonna give me a taste of what I'm gonna get when I get home. So baby, show me what you gon' do to me when you wanna FaceTime, and I'ma give it right back to you. FaceTime, said I'ma give it right back to you. FaceTime, yes I'ma give it right back to you. Ever since you picked up, I've been going so full out on sand. If I know if I'm headed to you, about to make it sound off like I'm slurping this soup. Yeah. Now I'm on my way over to dabbing that pussy. Keep on the Magellas and jabbing that pussy. Pick your ass up and stand all in that pussy. Oh,
so baby, let's FaceTime. Gonna show me what you gon' do to me.
Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. You know, it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. So, all right, let me go over here and check in with one of my crew members right quick, Miss Unbelievable. As I get all this stuff set up over here, I got to share the stuff on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm over here multitasking and trying to feel sexy at the same time. Ooh-wee, you feel me? So what's good, Miss Unbelievable? You in the house tonight. What's good?
Hey, hey, what's good? What's good? I'm in this thing feeling sexy and wet, wet on this wet Wednesday. Oh, yeah, it's going down.
Nah. Right. So, all right, Jazzy B should be tuning in pretty soon. She has a topic for tonight. But hold on. Here's something that I've seen on Do or Die's page. You know, we tend to share people, each other's stuff. You can connect with them with at Do or Die Nation on Twitter. But this is what they put up. And I think it's real. It's real. It says, what attracts a man's attention doesn't always attract his respect. What turns a man's head doesn't always turn his heart. Ooh-wee. Now, that should be some comic cafe. But seeing that, you know, we kind of talk about relationships and stuff a little bit. That's real. That's real. Mm-hmm. You think so?
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, I'm going to need you to read that again. I'm going to need you to read that one more time. Ooh, I'm going to need you to read that one more time.
All right, check it out. This is what it says. It says, what attracts a man's attention doesn't always attract his respect. What turns a man's
Pause right there. Just pause on that one and then come to the other one. So, okay, go to the first one, pause, and then read the second one.
You know what? I should have just sent this to you and let you read it.
Yes,
you
should have. Come on, just bust it down just a little bit again. Because you got to hear what that is saying.
Okay. It says, what turns a man's head doesn't always turn his heart. Did I say it right? Did I get it right?
Yeah. Because, okay, now just leave it there. Because, you know, the head and the heart always trying to figure out what it needs to do. Because sometimes the head is thinking sex. Sometimes the heart is thinking love. And then sometimes they ain't thinking, like, I don't like her, but she's, you know, different and I might have to like her, but then I don't like her. So it's almost like that tug of war that goes on. Okay, now the second part.
What?
What's that one?
What? Nope. See, you trying to do too much. I know you're new to the radio, but we got to have the anticipation. We got to keep the crowd riveting. We just bring up the topics now, and we bust them down a little bit later. But it's all right. I won't judge you.
I'm going to bust it down some more. Oh, yes. It will get bust down some more.
Hold on. Calm down.
That was good. Yes.
Okay, calm down. Okay, I'm going to put you on mute for a minute because I can't talk. We can't at the same time. Nope. So, all right, we're going to check in with Jazzy Green. She's in the house. She's got also a topic that we're going to talk about. So, what's good, Jazzy? And what's the weather like in ATL right now?
What's up, y'all? What's happening?
What's happening?
Man, y'all, listen. Monster, hold on. Let me tell y'all about my day. Listen, I have been in the hospital all day.
Oh.
My sister went in labor today, y'all.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, Lord. I got a baby nephew. Yes.
A nephew.
A healthy baby.
Congratulations.
Whew, boy, I've had an experience today.
Okay. All right.
I've been super hype all day.
Okay. Can you tell us what the weather's like now, maybe?
Oh, yes, the weather's great. It's been a perfect day, actually. I can say that. Nothing has went wrong today. I'm so happy.
Okay. That's what's up. So, all right. So, go ahead. Tell us, another one of the topics that we'll end up talking about tonight. I got another jam I got to play, and then we'll come back. We got quite a few people over here. We're going to open up the line some more. But, what are we going to talk about tonight on Wednesday?
Oh, great. For our Wet, Wet Wednesday topic tonight, we have, how can you give someone your all when they are giving their all to someone else?
You about ready for this one, Miss Unbelievable? I think we got some things to go in on tonight.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. It's a good one.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and play some music right quick. We're waiting for some more people to tune in. You know, it's couples night. You know what I mean? We play this stuff for the couples. It's pretty much all R&B. Unless you got a request, you can call in 424-243-9619. Press 1 if you want to talk, or you can connect and conversate with us on Facebook right now, and we'll read your comments as well. So check it out. This is Destiny Mora. This is Scrum Dilly. I'm just Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Y'all gonna like this one, ladies.
La musica by
Raj. Uh-huh. Troubles Music, Wet Wet Wednesday. Two songs and we open up the line.
Scrum Dilly, I'm just, when I look into your eyes, you feel me with emotions.
Wet, wet Wednesdays. Monsters Radio Live. Oh, yeah. Like, we're going to start calling this Wet and Wild Wednesdays. You dig? So I got some new Tremaine for y'all. I told y'all it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. I got some splash music for y'all coming up here real soon. Right after the song, we're going to open up the lines. I see you, 612-651-763. Oh, 773 look like Shot Town's in the house too. But let's keep it moving. Some new Tremaine, one by one. Just trying to set the groove, you dig? Rock with me. Join the conversation.
I waited, I took time. Yeah, I spent it. First time in a minute that I worked this hard, that I worked this hard. Thank God that I did it one time and I was in it, yeah. But one time ain't enough. But I can't stop thinking about late last night.
when you put it down. Had to turn around and now it's 3 a.m. I'm back for more. Yeah. Just two of us, show me what I'm waiting for. One by one, one by one. It's 3 a.m. I'm back for more. Just two of us, that's a close bar to the floor. One by one, one by one. One by one, we're switching our positions. I waited. I took time. Yeah, I spent it. First time in a minute. That I worked this hard. Thank God that I did it. One time. And I was in it. But one time ain't enough. No. I need some more. Cause there ain't nothing better than you. Got me watching every move. Like you're the only one in the room. Ooh. Baby, I can't help myself. And I don't know why, but I can't stop thinking about late last night. When you put it down, had to turn around and now it's 3 a.m. I'm back for more. Just two of us, show me what I'm waiting for. One by one, one by one. It's 3 a.m. I'm back for more. Just two of us, that's a close bar to the floor. One by one, one by one. One by one, we're switching our positions. Tell me you ready. Girl, you got that sauce, that sauce.
Let me get that spaghetti.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio Live, interactive radio, coming to you live from Minneapolis and St. Paul. You can connect with us, and we have a new 24-hour stream up right now. It's FM quality, thanks to one of our sponsors. So that's MonsterUSRadio.com. And don't forget, we got apparel over there. I just made a whole slew of new shirts. We got a Monster Cut shirt, all kinds of things. Show your support. Help keep us on the air, or I'm going to have to ask you to borrow $5 when I see you. Yeah, there. So, all right, let's get back into our Wet, Wet Wednesday conversation. Look, God joining us, y'all. Uh-oh. Oh, goodness. Now, usually every other day of the week, she comes up in here with a razor blade. But I think tonight, she come in with some old 50 Shades of Grey type stuff. Miss Seldom Seen in the building. What's good, Mama? Hello.
What's happening?
Oh, shit, she walked all up in here with a player stick. Y'all heard that? What's happening?
Right. Hi, Bo. Hi. Okay, first and foremost, congratulations, Miss Jazzy B. I heard what you said. That is some, like, that feeling is exhilarating. I know exactly what you feel. Okay.
I swear to God, I feel like I had the baby.
Exactly. Like when you stand there and you see the baby come out, I'm like, oh my goodness, you're part of it. Your heart racing and all that.
TT had to participate. TT had to do a lot.
Yes, whole legs and everything. Yeah. I've been there before too. Yeah. Hold your leg.
I got scratch marks going down my back.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah, I got love for it. I got love for the baby. I got everything, but it's Wet Wet Wednesday, and we're talking about birth.
That's Wet Wednesday. It's wet.
Everybody know how babies are made.
When it's all said and done, after you done sat there and got you a whole lot of Wet Wet Wednesdays and Wood Wednesdays, you end up with them one babies that end up coming 9 months later. You know what I mean?
And guess
you know,
what?
Be a common carrier for 9 months. It's still
at
wet.
At the end of the day, I still ain't
going. They
say, get it.
They say pregnant coochie the best coochie now.
Move along.
The edges?
It is.
Okay.
It is. But after birth, it changes. I'm going to keep it 100. After birth,
shut up, Mark. You nasty.
It is.
Comments unbelievable, so, honey. How you doing?
Now,
I ain't studying him. Because you always start messing with me, and then when I get started,
anyway,
then you always want to cut me off. And then
you always want to go somewhere else other than where we at. So let's go ahead and jump into it so we can feel Ms. Seldom sing in on the topic. And this is like the first one, and I think it kind of goes with Jazzy's topic. So it's going to be a two-part. You can answer the one or the two, or you can answer them both. Mm-hmm. Get it? The first one that I have for this week, I got to go back and check the post so I can read the comments on them. Don't forget, people, you can comment on the post right now on any one of our pages, and we will read them live on the air. But it had said about, basically, it said, when you really love someone, you really want them to be happy, even if you're not a part of that happiness. That's some deep shit right there. That's deep. Mm-hmm. To me, that's some deep shit. I've been there. You dig?
I've been there.
It's like, okay,
yes, it is.
You know what I mean? Even though we're not together, you know what I mean? I still wish you the best. I hope you find that dude you're looking for. You know what I mean? I help y'all any way I can, whatever, whatever. Now, don't get it twisted. That's not every person. Some people be like, I don't give a damn. I hope he burn your shit up. I hope he steal everything in your house. You dig? But there has been people I felt like that. I mean, have y'all ever felt like that in a relationship with someone and y'all broke up and you just wished the best for them?
Hell yeah.
Deuces.
Yeah. Mm.
I can't get
somebody else
can
get my
head when you need me. Girl, there. Put your hand up.
Somebody can get my headache, and then I can give me a heart, give me a. You know, someone else,
something
else. Right, you know,
yeah.
But I wish them the best. I give them any advice that they need, all that. Just you stay away.
Yeah, I will too, you know. You need some advice. You need a couple hints, you know what I'm saying? I will help you with that. I wish you all the best, sweetheart, because it did not work with us. That does not mean that I would want to run you over or nothing. No, that does not mean that. I'm just going my way. You go your way. If you need me, call. Don't show up. Just call or text, and I'll answer you at my earliest convenience. But then it was that topic. Then it was that topic that Miss Jazzy B had over there. How do you give your all?
Hold on. Hold on.
Oh.
People give their comment on what we're doing.
Oh, my bad.
It's all right. Just calm down. Okay, Miss Unbelievable. What you done saying? What you had to say, and then we'll go with Jazzy.
You know, it's almost like if you in a relationship and y'all good friends and it just don't work, you still going to wish your good friend, you know, good luck, whatever. Have I ever seen someone, you know, in bad? Yes, I saw the busted cars out the window and all that, yes. But, I mean, there comes a point where you got to grow up and just be like, if it didn't work, it didn't work, I'm good. You go on, or, you know, if we see each other, hi, how are you, you know, just keep it cordial. I mean, we grown, we ain't kids no more, you know. Back in the day, that was something that I was devastated, you know, I want you to die. I want you to feel my pain, you know, but now you know how to go with the pain and just move on. I ain't going to lie. When I was young, I don't want to kill you.
Right.
You know, you was going to die like I'm dying. But.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been down one of them badass roads. Yeah, somebody had put baby diapers on my car. Well, I mean, who does that? Mm. Who puts baby
diapers? Were they loaded baby diapers?
Well, actually,
were they loaded?
You had a baby. No, it had, like, baby powder and a bunch of other stuff that messed up the paint on my car. She was mad because I remember
it was loaded.
People like to lie to me. People like to lie to me and tell me they ain't got no boyfriend. Then come to find out you got a boyfriend, that's your baby daddy, and you got a new baby. I'm out. So she mad at me and put
how
shit
new
on
is
my
new?
Car. That's that bullshit. That's that bullshit.
How new is new, Mom?
See, we're not going to go there. Jazzy,
wait,
how you feel?
But,
no, Jazzy, Jazzy, how
I mean,
you feel?
He just gonna like skate past my question.
I'm wish you well. It's easy for me to just be like, peace. Have a nice life. That's me. I'm wish you well. I don't do that. All that.
You've always
drama.
Been like that.
When I was like 17, you know, but I was in one relationship though. You know, I was wild. I was like, I would kill somebody over that nigga. I didn't give no fuck at all. Like,
I didn't give no fuck.
No, I did not care.
Okay.
I fought
okay.
him,
that
them.
Might.
I fought him, them. I did not give no fuck, like none.
Well, you fought him and them.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking with y'all tonight. I'm not fucking with y'all tonight. He wasn't going nowhere. He wasn't going nowhere.
Ike and
Tina. I'm Ike and you Tina. You's a mess, Jazzy B. You's a mess. Those are my fault. Him and them.
So,
well, damn. Okay.
So,
all right,
let's go ahead and roll into the next one because I kind of think, you know, it's pretty much set up right now by what we're saying. You know what I mean? So go ahead and tell the people again, Jazzy, what the next question is, and then we'll roll off of that one.
Our next question was, how can you give someone your all when they are giving their all to someone else?
Okay.
That is the
Who
next
wants to
one.
Go first? Who wants to go first? Who is?
How do you know he's giving it to someone else?
Okay.
Huh? How do you know he's giving it to somebody else? Is it by his actions? Is it by his words? And what is giving you all, you know? Because sometimes, you know, you could be doing something just because that's who you are as a person. And you don't give no care. You don't give no fuck what they think or how much you're giving. That's just who you are. So I don't know. It's kind of, unless it's in your face and he's taking your money and give it to some other chick, then you just stupid as hell. That ain't giving no. That's you just dumb. So if it's in your face and you seeing it, then come on, you ain't using better judgment.
I really don't consider that giving you. Oh, that's stupidity. I'm just.
Yeah. I don't consider that as giving your all either. When you're giving your all, you're giving your heart, your mind, your body, your everything to this individual.
Mm-hmm.
They're not giving it back to you because they're giving it off, giving it to somebody else over there. Is that what you're referring to? Oh,
yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Well, yeah. Okay, so then my take on that is if you giving your all to somebody and you know you the motherfucking side piece, you have got to be the dumbest ass in creation. If you know it and you steady doing it, it's different if you don't know and it's happening versus you know it's right there, it's in your motherfucking face. Every time you look up, your fucking heart feel like somebody done stomped on it. But no matter what, you keep going back. It's just something that makes you keep going back, and that's either male or female.
Right.
So, yeah, no, I think that's, you. In my opinion, disclaimer, in my opinion, you have got to be the dumbest ass in creation to constantly keep doing that. Keep bumping your ass down the road, down that very same path and not learning nothing. Thinking you're going to get something different, get a different outcome, but you're still doing the same dumb shit. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to always end up on the shit end of the stick.
Well, check it out.
I don't think it. Huh? Go ahead.
I really think I was one of them dumbass motherfuckers that y'all was talking about. I'm going to tell y'all about it. We're going to take a one song breather and we're going to come back. I'm going to tell y'all my dumbass scenario. You did? Yeah, y'all got me. I'm over here trying to eat Starburst. Y'all got me feeling some kind of way.
What kind?
We'll talk about it when I come back with my dumb ass This right here is a flat song.
But I'm talking about the Starburst, though. Where... I got some time.
The sweet and sour Starburst, for your information. Don't make no jokes, Tim.
Yes.
Don't make no jokes.
Hey, baby. You up. Wake up.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm feeling kind of horny today. Your leg is hanging out the cover. Looks so good, I'm going further. A slow kiss upon your face. Put my hand down on your waist. Your soft and sexy sound asleep. But I don't know if I can wait. I'm gonna wake you up. In the middle of the night, I give you that lazy sex. I'ma satisfy my heart. Put your leg up to the side. Put my hand up on your breast. Pull your hair back kind of tight. Lazy sex. In the middle of the night. Slowly pulling down your panties. Your shirt is flashing light. Your face is turning in a pillow. You move on to your side. Are you feeling what I'm about to do? You arch your back and I'm through. Don't know how much I can say, but this feeling, girl, I couldn't wait. I'm gonna wake you up in the middle of the night and give you that lazy. Gripping on your pillow,
biting on the bed sheets.
I can take you where you wanna go.
You navigate, girl, let me know.
Let me know. I'ma have you gripping on your pillow,
biting on the bed sheets.
Do you feel me? Baby?
I can take you where you wanna go.
Yeah, Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesday. This is one of our splash songs. Make you want to get butt naked, dance naked in front of the window, show the neighbors what's up. Yeah. Okay.
Hey.
So we're going to come back to our conversation that got me in my feelings some kind of way. Because I'm just a dumbass. I'm just saying. Because what y'all said, y'all was like talking about me. I know y'all was. Y'all was throwing shade. But I'm going to tell y'all my story anyway. Maybe I get some sympathy. Don't judge me. Pray for me. Remember, don't judge me. Pray for me. So I, there is situations where you can give all of yourself to someone and they're giving all of themselves to someone else. I know it sounds funny, like how could you not tell? Some people might call it dumb as fuck, but for the sake of my pride, I'm going to call it and say, nah, we were stuck. You dig? We were stuck. For real, for real. We were stuck on somebody. I did a lot of dumb shit. I supported that person all the way. Helped them build a lot of things that they was trying to do. Any way that they try to make money, I try to, like, invest in them and how to make money. Those type of things. Try to help, you know, with the kids. Get the kids' head right. All kinds of things. I mean, everything, you know, they didn't like certain things, so I shut that shit down. There's nothing I can't say that I did not do to show my commitment to that person. But at the same time, they through the whole thing, they was not committed to me. No. Now that I'm my mind is clear. You dig? There's some things that you'd be like, you know, and y'all gonna be like, yeah, that's stupid as hell. Like, I will watch them sit there and tell other people, oh, I can't go. I know I'm supposed to bring you stuff to your event, but I can't go because I'm sick. I gotta go to the doctor. We sitting right there watching Netflix. You dig? Now, when I got the call, when we supposed to do something, I'm supposed to come to, oh, I don't feel good. You ain't got to come over. I'm sick. Naturally, the first thing I thought, but I'm so stuck. I'm in faith like, no, I got faith in the person because I really want this to work. You dig, Scooby-Doo? Or it would be so in the face that I'll be like, maybe there's something I could do to, you know, make them not want to do that. But no, their heart was not where my heart was. You dig? So while I'm doing that, they're investing in somebody else. You dig? Like paying for other artists to go on tour with other people. Uh-huh. Paying for other people's videos. I never got no offer to pay my video. I kicked my money in to help you. And then when they got like a whole gang of money, they didn't offer me shit. They didn't say, here's some money, get some more material. Here's this, here's that. Boom. No. So it's that I know it's stupid as hell, but I'ma say I was stuck. So, you know, sometimes that's what it's about. It's not always about, you know what I mean, that you're that dumb and you're that naive. You're just that so invested in that person that you just wanna believe and just hopefully faith, give it another day, maybe these motherfuckers will come around. But they jump in the whip and they turn the left corner on your ass like, beep, beep, I'm out. You dig? So if that's dumb, it is what it is. But I had to say I was stuck, stupid, surrounded by silly, as a little youngster used to say when I was coming up. Get it? It is what it is. So.
Okay.
So that's my
and
little.
From that situation that you went through, right, with that individual,
uh-huh.
You learned something from it, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So when you decided to get off into another relationship, did you have the same things happen that you allowed to happen in that first relationship to have you like in your box, in your feelings again?
In reality, how do I say it? You know, when you go to that point, you put that guard up and you're like, you know what? I just need to work on me. It's time for me. I just got to be happy because my happiness was in that motherfucker. That motherfucker was just happy with making me sad. Get it? So, yeah. So, I guess I can't comment on that part yet because I haven't really been down that road yet. You know what I mean? I haven't been down that road yet.
Okay.
All right. I'm good. The air got sick. People out there must be playing for me for real. Like, oh, Paul, he boss and his dumb
no.
ass. Yep, he was stuck. All right, he was stuck. It is what it is. Get it? It is what
I mean,
it is.
It's not to say that none of us have been down that path, because I'm pretty sure we all have. But you didn't constantly keep going down that same path. You learned something from it, and you try not to make those mistakes again, right?
Right,
so,
right. You know, everybody has a cup. Yeah, everybody has a cup,
right.
And my cup eventually got full and spilled over, and I just, as it spilled over, I rode the wave right on up out that motherfucker. Get it? And I can't say that I haven't seen it with other people. You know what I mean? Because I had homegirls, and I seen, you know, they knew they baby daddy was different. You know, they knew it. The friends would tell them, people see him in the whip, all kinds of things. But she just always had faith. Maybe he'll turn around, or it was just because of the baby, or something other like that is the reason why they stuck around. You know what I mean? So it's not like I didn't say it, but
yeah.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think sometimes we fall in like a love with the potential of that person, because we see the potential and we want, oh, if I leave, I won't be able to see that potential when it come out. If I leave, I know that I see potential, but I don't want nobody else to see that potential that I'm seeing, so we stick and stay instead of saying, well, maybe we see potential that they don't want to have or use with us, and they want to use it to somebody else. And so we trying to build up what we think that their potential is. That's what we putting into them instead of them saying, hey, that's not for me. You know, that's for you. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we see it, but because we invested so much of what we want to see, that we just overlook some of the things that just really ain't there. We created in our minds, oh, well, this is that. Oh, well, she liked me this way, or he liked me this way. Or, you know, we create things in our minds for it to work. Not that it's real, but we want it to work that way because we see the potential in that person. So I think we all get to a point where, maybe we can work. And then it's just you not.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get done, you like, oh, man, I did that. Yeah. But if that's who you are, you can't get mad at yourself for that's what you do as a person. But sometimes you got to back up and say, I do that as a person, but that's not the person for me. Like, you can't keep forcing something that ain't working. After a minute, you guys be like, I'm tired. That ain't working. You forcing a shoe on a foot that ain't going. So.
Right, yeah. And I think, hold on, I'll let somebody else talk. But I just want to go back just so I don't forget and touch on what you had said about, damn it, I'll just let somebody else talk. Brain fart. Did anybody else want to comment on what we said just now?
I just had somebody today tell me, I still love you. Can I have you back? I'm like, define everything that you just said. Well, I still love you. Okay, just because you love me, that does not mean that we need to be together. Because, no, it didn't work the first time. Why am I going to try and go back? The first time, it was like the first time, but a million times in between the first time and the time that I just said, fuck it, I'm done. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. So it's like, you can love me all you want to, but we do not need to be together. I'm not about to go back down that very same road that I went down that was painful as hell. I'm itching and shit. See, I'm allergic to that type of dumb shit. No, I'm serious. I did start itching, you know, about that, because it's like, why would I do that to myself? Like, I'm like, what's going to be different? Talking about us. The fuck you mean? Wrong fucking words. No, I'm not about to do that. I'm good.
Right.
Like, you know, what makes now so fucking different? What makes now so different from the first time? I could break it down for this individual. You see what I'm doing, and I'm doing it by myself. I don't need your motherfucking help. I told you before I didn't need it. So I don't need it now. The fuck you mean? So I'll be your friend.
Right.
We can always talk. You know?
Right.
I don't wish them no bad
too,
luck.
That's the hardest part. Yeah. Go ahead.
You think which part is the hardest part?
When you break up with somebody and you really have feelings with them and say, like, you might have been the one that screwed up, not realizing the value of that person that you had. And now you realize that their ass don't walk away. And now they say, it's over. You had your chance. I'm walking away. You dig? Now you in your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You realize you really in your feelings, but you got to accept it and just walk off. And then that's kind of, are you mad when you walk off, or do you wish them the best and the best of their happiness, like the topic that he talked about? You know what I mean? Even though that happiness is not with you. Yep. But I did want to throw the other part in there before I forgot. I have another brain fart. Oops, my bad. When she was talking about, you know, about how some people be mad, you know, like me personally, I'm not mad about all the things that I've done for that person. I'm not mad at all. Did everybody around that person see, this motherfucker was down for you? He did whatever. And also, you know, I just got to give myself, You know what I mean? I can't be mad what I did. My kindness when I really like somebody is my kindness when I like somebody. The next person, I'll most likely do the same damn thing. You dig? It's just going to be hard getting to that next person. It is what it is. I hope she can jump a big-ass fence. Got a javel pole or something. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. So yeah, you know what I mean? But, you know, I think those parts, so, you know, people, when people break up with you or they do you dirty, as long as you did good in the relationship, be proud of that. Don't be upset. Be like, oh, I did this for that person, I did that, and they didn't like it, they didn't respect it, they didn't do all that other stuff. Don't be a dumbass to be complaining about it like, I just did. Just be like, okay, that's what I do. That's what I do.
Let that shit go. You'll get it back later on. Wish him good
luck. Yeah, I say that.
And you ain't got to brag on what you do.
Get it again.
Yeah,
right.
You ain't got to brag on what you do. Let what you do be for yourself. Cause somebody else is gonna appreciate what you do. You ain't got to brag. Oh, I did this for him. I did that for him. You ain't got to brag. Everybody saw that. But when they done, they gonna be like, "Oh, you let that go? Boo! Can I holler at you? Can I holler at you? Cause you know I see what you do. Yes." He let you go? Okay. Mm-hmm. Come on over here. Yeah.
Thinking of it all.
All right. So, hey, I'm going to throw the other break in there. You know, we still got the one topic, the one that I've seen from Do or Die on their Twitter. I'm going to play this break, and we come back. We're going to hit this one up. I had the whole Miss Unbelievable back in the beginning of the show, so I know she got something to say. Now, I'm going to try to say this right.
Oh, yeah.
And this is,
I got
what we're
going to
talk about. This is what we're going to talk about right after this next song. It's what attracts a man's attention doesn't always attract his respect. What turns a man's head doesn't always turn his heart. All right, that's what we're going to chat about when we come back. So check it out from the Twin Cities, some R&B. This right here is the one and only Black. I like this song right here. I really do. It's called What a Feeling. Make sure you copy the CD. I don't know how to connect with them online. You know how people be, like, changing their names and all this other stuff. I don't be knowing who is who. So look him up online. Google him if you got to. The one and only Black. This is What a Feeling on a wet, wet Wednesday.
Okay. I see y'all rocking y'all heads with me.
Yeah,
y'all
we live, y'all. We live.
Okay, D-Mac. You gonna ride with me on this one, dog? Listen.
It all started when I was a little boy. While the other kids were playing toys, I heard this beautiful sound. It came from out of my mama's bedroom. That's when I knew what I wanted to do.
Cause I love her, she feel good, cause she love me too. I love being in the studio alone with her. I love writing, composing new songs with her. I put pride in all my work, all my play. And she always hear me when I got something to say. Never ask about money nor where I stay. And she'll always be down from state to state.
What a feeling, what a feeling. Oh, y'all, what a feeling. What a feeling, oh, y'all, what a feeling, oh, I get when you come.
Yeah, that's the one that's only black. Like to send a shout out. X Squad DJ, Flame Squad DJ, K Custom, Matt NY Hat, True Beyond Entertainment, My Music Plug, everybody else associated with us. Get in. But I Sweat Wet Wednesday here every Wednesday night. Don't forget to check out our new FM quality stream, MonsterUSRadio.com. And if you're really going to get out tonight in the Twin Cities, I know it's lit everywhere, but make sure you take your butt, your behind, to Hot Rods. That's right, Hot Rods got it going down tonight. Matter of fact, Silent Clothes, I think he's running the event, him and King. So make sure y'all stop through there, get y'all a drink. It's, I believe it's still free to get in over there. So make sure y'all show up at Hot Rods and get go look for the bartender, Lindsay, and tell her you want that E-Monster, and she going to give you a drink that's going to have you like, oh, wait, get in. That's our Hot Rods tonight. So, all right, y'all, so we're going to bring it back. So I'm going to say it again. This is what we're going to talk about, and then we're just going to go ahead and get into it because we ain't got much time left in the show. So it says, what attracts a man's attention doesn't always attract his respect. What turns a man's head doesn't always turn his heart. Oops, disclaimer, all the comments tonight are by those and those of the people and are not directly those of Monstrous Radio Network. So, I'll start out with you, Jazzy. Okay. I mean, how you feel about the comment that I just said? Hello. Okay, maybe she's on mute. All right. Maybe I should just start it out from a man's perspective. We'll just go ahead and jump around. Southern Scene, what you got for us? How you feel about what the topic is? Hello.
That is very true. It's, mm-hmm. Forgive me, y'all, I'm tired. But I agree with what you said, though. What turns his head doesn't always turn his heart. No, it don't. It's you just mm-hmm. giving him some eye candy. Why is he going to give up what he has at home for just something that he's going to have fun with?
Ooh.
What he has at home may not just be, like, fulfilling everything, but that one that's on the side, she's just going ahead getting it in. No, he's not going to choose you for that because he knows you're easy. That one at home gave him something to work for. So that's where his respect is.
Okay.
Nice.
How you feel about me, Miss Unbelievable?
You know, respect is a mother. Like, a man can have, like, an issue with how you dress, how you do whatever, and not respect you at all. But like Solomon Dean was saying, you got to have that one thing that keeps him interested all the time. And maybe that one thing may not have his heartstring. Maybe you don't look like he would date, and you captured him, you know, with something, you know, with your smile or with your attitude and your personality or your character, and his heart is like, oh, I like her, but his head could be like, oh, but I don't like her, like, she's not cute, you know what I'm saying? So it's just mm-hmm. different people's ways of viewing how they think they should have that one in their life, or they go by a fairy tale of what they think they should have in their life. So
that sounds like a comic cafe. Why do people compare their relationships to the movies? I might have to use that one tomorrow. Oh, wait, we may not be on the air tomorrow. We may not, because we'll be at the club tomorrow. Hot Rod, Disneyland, Monsters Radio, DJ E. Monster King. We're going to be on the ones and twos. And yeah. We're going to get it in tomorrow. But we still may be on the air. Check with us. We're going to find out. But from a man's perspective, I believe that is true. It's very, mm-hmm. very, very true. Now, men look at a lot of things. But what he desires really deep inside is something different. And this is what I mean. Mm-hmm. What attracts us is them big old bitties and them hips and everything mm-hmm. that's curvy on your mama. You think that's what gets our attention. But that's not what makes mm-hmm. us respect you. You dig? We just after the punani. Let's keep it 100. If that's what we're looking at when we see you, you in that hot dress and them heels and everything is all right and it's hitting, we're after something else. We're not really looking for a queen. We're not looking for a mate. We're not looking for no wife. We're looking for the punani. You dig?
Miss right
so,
now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, I just want to hit that. He may not even want to be with you after mm-hmm. that. I just want to tap that. That looks nice. I heard about her or ooh-wee just off the jump. Get it? But that's not where he's mm-hmm. going to get the respect from you because you got nice Facebook mm-hmm. pics and you just showing your tata all the time. He already knows what you is. Get it? 9 times out of 10. I'm mm-hmm. not saying just because you do that, that this is what you are, but 9 times out of 10,
no.
we're thinking you're a tata. You're a tata. You're out there. Let me go buy her a drink. Let me get her some weed, and it's on. You dig? I bring a movie.
Uh-huh.
Hit it in the garage or some bullshit like that. You dig? I'm just saying that's what we think of you. But if you not only make us respect you by the way we talk to you and respect you at, you know what I mean? Like, every time you talk to you, is it nasty? Every time you say something, is something nasty? You did make them respect you. Look, don't talk to me like that. Nah. I can understand if it was a moment, but nah, don't do that. You did what's going to get the man's heart. To me, I could be wrong. Fellas, call in and correct me. Is when I could see that you have loyalty within you. You did. Like, you don't step out on people like that. I could see we can get some money together. It's going to be a together thing, not just a me go out. You dig? Those type of things. Your intellect is what's going to get him, how you think. If you can keep him on his pivot foot, you dig? He about to do some dumb shit, and you be like, look, babe, look. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you be like, wow, I didn't see it like that. Like, check your homie out. He ain't doing da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's the
right,
shit that we look for.
Right.
That's the shit that turns our heart. Know that you got my motherfucking back, and you ain't going to let shit happen to me. That's what's all that extra shit. You could just wear jogging suits all day, but if I know you got my back like that, I might put you in some high heels in the middle of
the night. Jogging suit wearing motherfucker.
Right. I'm just
saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's real talk. I agree 100% mm-hmm. with what you're saying, Monster. You know, and on top of all that, what you just gave is straight up fucking knowledge. It's coming from a man.
Mm-hmm.
It may be just your own perspective, but you are a man.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how men think. You know what I'm saying? So if nobody just picked up on anything that you said from out of there, then they probably not monstrous enough to mess with us. Real talk. I got to give, you know, disclaimer.
Right.
There it is.
Right. So,
real talk.
Know, I mean,
what you just dropped is straight knowledge, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's just from my perspective. But I guess we are at the end of the show. So, I guess this is the part where we go ahead and do our shout outs. Just don't forget, Monsters Radio is involved at a couple more events coming up. We got Rep My City Day coming up June 10th. That's at the Capri Theater in North Minneapolis. Make sure you come out. We're, like, showing honor to a lot of people. We got a Q&A panel that we're going to talk about ways how people can market themselves, and we'll talk about the music industry, all kinds of things. It's like a big convention with all kinds of ciphers and performances, and I'll be on the ones and twos. Yeah, that's right. I'll be running the ones and twos half of the night, so make sure you come out for that. Also, July 4th. You dig? I got the information. I can't remember exactly what it's all called. I'll get it here for you in a second. It's going down at a big park. We have the whole park, 4th of July. We got kids coming out performing. I'll be DJing the whole event. You dig? Let's see. What is it called here? It's the Jam Fest. It's Tuesday, July 4th at 1909 Suburban Avenue, St. Paul, Minnesota 55119. You can connect with it on my page. Please get into it. Get involved. and share it on your link. So after I said all that, oh yeah, I got another one, July 8th, Monsters Radio. We're DJing all day again put on by Shaky Bones Food Truck. It's going down. We got a lot of performance. OG Grip. Let's see. Y'all heard D. McCash do interviews with us. Jay Breeze coming into town. Rico Novotius performing. Let's see who else. Beller's performing. Let's see. There's a lot of people performing. Mr. Mayhem's getting it in. Yeah, I said it. Mr. Mayhem's going to be there at the park. It's free from 11 to 5. So make sure you come out. Bring your family. It's going to be a family event. We got the food truck. We got all kinds of things going on. So, hey, it's going to be a monstrous day. So get involved in what we got going on, and we'll go ahead and do our shout-out. So we'll start with, we'll start with Miss Unbelievable. So, you got some shout-outs you want to do or any last words about what we talked about tonight?
Yeah, just shout-out to Candy Cane and the family. Rest in heaven. Shout-out to my kids, and my grandkids, Monsters Radio. Shuttle Monsoon and Jazzy B, you know, always keeping it 100. And just to everybody to just love, tell someone that you love them. Understand who you are as a person that will help you be better to be with that other person. And then y'all will be a monstrous team when y'all get together. Peace, love, and hair grease. Yes.
There it goes. There it goes. So, what you got for us, Miss Seldom Sane?
Got to give it up to God, first and foremost. Without him, none of this nor us would be here. E Monster and Monster Ups with a U.S. radio. Miss Jazzy B, who may be have us on mute, or she may have dropped off the line. Nice topics tonight. Miss Unbelievable, the listeners and the followers out there, the ones who was praying for Monster because he felt like he had made, like, one of the biggest Bobo moves of all time. I'm tired, y'all. I swear to goodness, I thought today was Friday. So, yeah, I'm tired. I'm really tired. Don't be fucking laughing at me like
wow.
I'm here to defend my goddamn self.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
I'm just saying, right, no, you know, I heard, I'm hearing y'all laughing and shit.
We love you.
I love you too. I love
we
you too.
We're done. We're finished.
You know what? Our trio, y'all. Put some back. Oh my God. I love you.
I'm my way up out of here. Get in. Don't forget
it's
to check us out.
Leave my pillow.
USRadio.com.
Oh my God.